USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Health and Human Services is preparing to offer booster shots for all Americans beginning the week of September 20th. Officials saying boosters will be administered starting 8 months after an individual's second dose. As far as why the booster shot is needed, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
So the idea of this third shot is really to boost back up the immune system's response to the COVID virus as it starts to wane, which we believe happens about 8 months after completing your first vaccination series.
The United States is continuing to work to get American citizens and Afghan translators who assisted the United States out of Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to establish control and a new government. This is USA Radio News.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Northern California is facing more evacuations as the fire burns out of control. Residents throughout El Dorado County are fleeing their homes as the Caldor fire has charred over 53,000 acres of land with no containment. CAL FIRE reporting at least 86 structures were destroyed while another 6,000 are threatened. Veterans across the country are reflecting on the Afghan withdrawal.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stoyanovich opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Starting October 1st, America's National Flood Insurance Program is undergoing a complete overhaul. The overhaul will make sure insurance pricing is more accurately done to reflect each property's unique flood risk. Today, federal flood insurance is based on the property's elevation and whether it has a 1% annual chance of flooding. Under the new model, FEMA will also look at the home replacement's cost, whether the risk is of rainfall, river, or coastal flooding, and how close the property is to the source of the potential flooding. Matthew Ebby is the founder and executive director of the First Street Foundation, which calculates flood risk scores of every home in America. Those scores are currently posted on some of the nation's largest home listing sites.
Depending on how much that insurance goes up, it's going to correlate perfectly to the value of that home for any new home buyer who comes in and says, this home looks great, but now I have to pay $6,000, $10,000, whatever it might be a year in flood insurance, which is just going to take away from the value of the actual asset itself.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. Senate Democrats are alleging Tesla has been misleading the public and its current customers about its autopilot self-driving program. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Ed Markey making the accusation in their request to the FTC to investigate the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.